You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
System, and I am so stoked to be joined right here with Mario from Flipperfest. Kia ora.
Hello.
How's it going? Let me turn your microphone on. I do that every time.
Oh, yeah. I can hear myself now.
Fantastic.
I'm going good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. So, tell us about the Flipperfest.
So, Flipperfest is this little thing. Yeah. It's not little, but it's this thing we're doing on Friday and Saturday. We've got one gig at the Crown on the 9th, two gigs, one at U-Bar, one at the Crown on the 10th.
Whoa.
Got 15 bands.
15 bands.
All the money is going towards the Yellow Eye Penguin Trust.
Fantastic. So where did this come from? Like, what inspired this whole thing?
I think it was around summer last year that we had found, like, last year when we started Caribou, we just felt so much support from just everyone in the community, and I really wanted to give that back. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, thinking, what can I do? And then I thought, oh, a charity festival with, like, all these different bands that, like, helped us out, and, like, even other bands that are cooler.
Yeah.
And then we became...
No one's cooler than Caribou, right?
Pardon?
No one's cooler than Caribou.
No, there's a lot cooler than Caribou. No, we just wanted to give it back, and we thought Flipperfest was the way to do it, and so here we are.
Fantastic. Here we are.
Later.
Yeah. So 15 bands, can you remember them all?
Oh, yeah, I'll give it a try.
Yeah.
Crown, 9th, we have... Yeah, no, let me...
No. All good. I've got it here, I think.
I've got it as well.
Yeah, go on.
Do you want to read it out?
Yeah, please.
Oh, okay.
Let's go. You do the first night, I'll do the second.
Yeah, that's cute. Okay. Caribou on the 9th. Leo Lilly, The Dud Uglies, Bungie's Big Score, and Sense of Time.
Fantastic. And then at U-Bar on August the 10th is Dizzy, Ani Safa, No Danger, The Hypocriticals, and Deadbeat Blondes.
And then finally, Saurian on the 10th, and Give Up, Peaking in High School, You Know Juno, and Out of Luck at the Crown.
Fantastic. So are those gigs happening at the same time? Or?
Yeah, they are happening at the same time.
So you're going to have to choose which one
you
to
do
go
have to choose.
So it's going to be so tough.
It is going to be tough. It's tough for me because I have to drive in between them.
True. Yeah, that's going to be a hectic night.
Yeah, it's a pretty hectic night.
Yeah.
It'll go great regardless. I think you'll get a great crowd getting to the Crown and also a great crowd getting to U-Bar.
Definitely. Yeah. So where did your... why did you choose the Penguins? You're just a big fan?
Great fan. Big fan. My mum and I, when I first came down to uni, checked, like, we just did a big tour of, like, all the nature and wildlife, just things that are happening in Dunedin.
Yeah.
And one of the places really stuck out to me was the Yellow Eye Penguin Trust when we visited.
True.
Seeing the work they do, having a hospital to take care of penguins.
Yeah.
And then the habitats they preserve for the hoiho.
Yeah.
Who just recently lost their last breeding age female. So it's a real tough time.
They just lost their what, sorry?
Their last breeding age female in their, like, breeding season, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so what does that mean for the penguins then?
No, it doesn't mean good things.
Yeah.
And it means they need all the support that they can get.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really just means they need every help, all the help we can give them, yeah.
Definitely, yeah. And, of course, going to the gig is a great way to do that.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's an awesome way to do it. I'm really happy with how it's turned out.
Yeah, because there are still tickets available, right?
There's still tickets. There's still tickets,
fantastic.
Yeah,
and it's under the radar, right?
Under the radar. Tickets are $15 for one night.
Yeah.
And then $25 for two, which means you can go to the 9th on the Crown and then go to either one, or if you have the time, like what I'm doing.
Yeah, true.
If you've got a sober driver, you can make it to both gigs on that night.
Yeah.
Which would be pretty cool.
Yeah, you'll just have to time it well with, like, to get one band here and one band
exactly,
there.
Exactly,
That's going to be awesome.
No.
So there was just a promo video that you put up earlier today with the penguin suit.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
It came about having coffee with Imogen from the Yellow Penguin Trust, and I was like, please tell me you have a mascot. Please, I've been thinking of this idea where I go and talk to people and do it on campus. It'll be so funny.
Fantastic.
And then they luckily had a mascot, and so we just thought, why not record a little thing and have some fun. And it was great fun.
I love it. So you were asking people who was their mate for life.
Yeah, so the hoiho, and I think that might be adjacent to other penguins as well.
Mm-hmm.
Have mates for life.
True.
I think more specifically the hoiho.
Yeah.
And so they have mates for life, and so we thought, who's your mate for life?
You know? So who is your mate for life?
Yeah, then? So like, who is the mate for life, you know?
But yours, who is yours?
Oh, who's mine?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably my mate Nathaniel and Nikolai.
Nice. Shout out
Nathaniel
and Nikolai.
Family from back home.
Yeah. Whereabouts is home for you?
Auckland.
Nice.
Yeah. Bit of a shame. No.
Yeah. Someone's got to do it.
Yeah, someone's got to be there. Yeah, and Nathaniel's coming down to come, and he's going to play on stage.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Which band is that?
For me, us, we're going to play together on stage.
Love it.
So I'm excited for that. But those would probably be my mates for life. And also Mihan. Nice. Shout out Mihan.
Shout out Mihan. All right. And you were saying before this might just become a regular thing each year.
Yeah, I hope to.
Yeah.
It'll make it better every year, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've got to top each other. You've got to top yourself after the last year. So
For sure, for sure. And already starting on a bit of a high.
Yeah.
So it's going to be huge.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think we should play some music from one of the bands that we've got
coming up.
I don't know if there's anyone in particular you want to hear.
Out of Luck.
Yeah.
Anymore by Out of Luck.
Okay, let me just pull that up really quickly. Yeah. I really should have had this prepared.
No, that's all good.
Prepared in advance.
From Temuka. And Reef Brazendale's in it.
True.
And he's in every band. He's in, like, so many bands that are playing. It's real big shout out to him.
Fantastic.
He's going to have a very busy weekend.
Yeah. Wait, sorry, Out of Luck by...
No, it's Anymore by Out of Luck.
Okay, my apologies.
Yeah,
my
that's all good.
And now is the point where I can't... Is it on Spotify or on
Yeah, it's
music?
On Spotify.
Okay. Well, I might play something else.
No, that's all good.
While I find it.
Yeah.
Because we do have music from No Danger. So why don't we play No Danger's new song?
Let's get some No Danger new song. 22.
Yeah, 22. A cover
of
Taylor Scar.
Scott. Let's hear some Scar,
we
please.
We love Scar.
We this do love Scar.
22 by No Danger. You're listening to Sustainable Sounds on Radio 1. Keep it locked.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.